Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of Diamond Effect Podcast. And this podcast is very unusual because I'm recording it in Washington, D.C. And not only in Washington, D.C., but actually sitting in a beautiful day on a bench, enjoying the sun and the view of the Washington Monument on one side of me and the White House on the other side of me. I'm participating in a coaching conference that I attended for the past 2 days. I have half a day more to go, and I decided to record podcasts from this. I guess I think what I'm doing is related to the topic. So today I want to talk about why you, as a small business owner, service provider, might be overworking in your business and what to do to stop it and stop overworking and actually grow your business in a very strategic way that doesn't require you to overwork, be overwhelmed, and at the same time, grow it way faster to what you're doing right now. And there's three things that might be stopping you from growing faster, and at the same time, they're causing the overwork. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, if you're hearing in the background planes or some chatter, it's just the environment I am in, so I'm sorry. But maybe that will cut out from the mic. We'll see how this recording goes. I'm using a new system. I'm recording on my phone. I've never done that before. So here we come. We'll see how it goes. So three things, and I'll go one by one, and we'll talk about how not having this thing or not using it in a way that works for your business is causing you to overwork and what to do to prevent it and make it better. The first thing is strategy. So when you don't have business growth strategy for your business, it means you're kind of winging it. And when you wing it without the plan that is thought through, that is based on some data and information, not only about your ideal client and the economy and the market you're in, but also based on you and having clarity of what you want out of your business and where you want it to be in the next 3 months, a year, but also 5 years, it's kind of like you're going somewhere, but you don't know where you're going. And therefore, it's very easy to get confused, to go on the different route and have to go back because it's either dead end or it's too rocky and so on. So imagine like you were going on a vacation or to a destination, but you really didn't have the exact address and you didn't also create a plan how you would go. And you were just winging it and trying to, let's say, drive. Like how much time you would probably spend in going on the wrong road and having detour and asking people and getting the wrong direction. And not only time, but also the effort, the energy and money, right? You would pay more for fuel and maybe it would take you twice as long and you would have to buy more food, whatever, on that journey. So it's really the same when you don't have strategy in your business. And I talk about strategy all the time. So all I want to say and encourage you again with this episode is have one, create one. And if you don't know how, hey, I can help. I help my clients holistically. First thing we always do is we create a business growth winning strategy that is tailored to my clients, and it's an owner-first approach. So we first look at you and what's important to you and your values and where do you want your business to be. And only once we have clarity on that, then we look at who are your clients, the market you're in, the economy, how you stand out, and all those things. Without strategy, you do put yourself in a position when you're working way harder, way more, and usually you're not getting the results you want because it's very easy to spread yourself too thin when you do that. The second thing is your skill set, your skills. So I always tell my clients there's three areas you want to invest in yourself as a CEO of your business. The first area is growing as an expert of your industry, right? So if you are a photographer, you want to keep getting better and better at photography. So you're becoming an expert, you can charge higher prices, you can be more picky who you work with and so on, right? And there is this personal satisfaction. It's just being the best in your industry. So the same with me. The conference I am in this week is the coaching conference. So not only I grow, I think about strategically about my business and where I want to grow, but I also grow my skills as a coach. So for example, next week, I'm organizing a quarterly one strategic review for all my clients as a bonus. We will look back at the quarter one and we'll make some decisions and plans for quarter two. And I already have some new and fresh ideas. How do I want to run this bonus call with my clients based on this conference, right? So I'm always looking to grow my coaching skills, grow my approach, have fresh perspective, because that also helps my clients get better results. The second area you want to grow as the CEO of your business are your business skills. And that is when you don't do that, is that causes you to overwork because you just don't know better and faster ways to grow your business, right? So whether it's marketing skills and sales skills or operations of your business or team leadership, wherever you need the skills, I highly, highly recommend you grow them. One of the ways you can grow them is by having a business coach, right? So somebody who teaches you how to be the CEO of your business. That's what I do with my clients. I help them double their business, but through this process, as we're working on doubling their business, they're developing and mastering skills that either they didn't have before, or even if they have, they're just getting better. And think about it this way. If you don't understand how your clients buy, you don't understand the sales process or even psychology of sales, or you don't have a sales process established, you might need to have 100 touch points with a potential client for them to buy just because you're not effective in communicating to them how you help them. If you do understand how the sales works and how your clients make purchasing decisions, and you are clear on how to message that to them, you might need 10 touch points for the same clients to buy. So then imagine the amount of time and effort that it will take you to do 100 touch points versus 10 touch points. And on top of it, what effect it will have on your confidence and being able to make money, attract clients on a regular basis, and know exactly how you can do this. Without the skills, attracting clients seems like, oh, it's luck. Sometimes they come, sometimes don't. I have no idea how. I don't know if I can repeat it. When you create a skill and you master that skill, you know exactly how to do it. You know exactly how, okay, if I do these five things in this way, clients just come. So growing your business skills, I will give you another tip how to do it, is you want to look at two things. You want to look at what are my current problems that I know are slowing me down in my business and that I know that, you know, I'm struggling with. And if I only could overcome them, my business would be better. So let's say it could be marketing, right? So if you have challenges with marketing, you want to invest in growing your marketing skill. But it could be, I have a team, but I know they're not working well together, or they're not delivering the results that I want them to deliver, or they're creating more work for me. Whereas your team members not only should be reducing the amount of work that you do as the CEO, but they should be making you money. Like your business should be growing faster when you have team members. But if that's not happening, and on top of it, you have more work because you need to correct their mistakes and so on, that means you need leadership skills, right? You need to grow yourself as a leader, how to create teams that are high performing, how to hire, how to lead, how to performance manage, give feedback, delegate, and all those things. Another way you can look at that and what type of skills you want to grow is, what is taking me right now a lot of time? What am I spending a lot of time on? And outside of, hey, maybe I can hire somebody and delegate, is if I'm taking too long on something, that means usually my skill is at a lower level. Like, just think about it, right? If I don't know how to shoot points to a basketball hoop because I haven't practiced that skill, it will take me very, very long to score 10 points. If I'm a basketball player, a professional one, it might take me 30 seconds to score 30 points because I practice the technique. I know where to position myself. I know how to shoot the balls. I will do 3 3-pointers, 1 2-pointers. I have 11. Knowing where you're currently taking too much time is might be an indication to you haven't mastered the skill. And then one last thing about the skill is, not only you want to master the skills that are currently will help you overcome current challenges, but also when you have a strategy, and that only works when you have a strategy, is thinking about, okay, how do I want my business to look like in a year or two? And if there is something different that I want to do in my business, now it's the time to start develop my skill for that to work in 2 years. So I'll give you an example for me. Currently, the vast majority of my clients come from networking and referrals. A small number of my clients comes from my online content, where people find me, whether it's on this podcast or on social media platforms, who've never known me, never met me before, and they resonate with my content, and then they book a consult and buy. I have those clients coming, but it's not a majority. I want to reverse that in my business in the next year or two. So right now, I am mastering my skill set of copywriting and content creation in a way that not only nurtures my current audience that already has somehow met me, but it also attracts new audience and converts them into client as fast as possible. So clearly, I haven't mastered that skill yet because majority of my clients doesn't come that way, but I want to do that. And therefore, I'm paying attention to it and I'm putting intentional effort into my skill. So I hope that makes sense. Okay. The third thing that if you don't have it or it's not effective and so on, will add to the time and effort you're spending your business and, you know, not really getting the results you want. And that's your systems, but not only systems in your business that streamline how you do things, automate certain things. But I also think of systems and the habits of how you operate on your day-to-day as the CEO or as an entrepreneur. It's truly not the number of hours you work a week that creates the results that you get or the income, but the value you create with your work, the value you put out there in the market to your ideal clients that translates or correlates directly to the amount of money. So you could be working 4 hours a day and creating more value and being more effective and accomplishing more by creating the value than somebody else who's working 8 or 12, but they're busy with things that don't make sense, that are not strategic, wasting a lot of time in between tasks. So it's not number of hours. It's really the value. So how to reduce some of those hours outside of having a strategy and really being skilled at what you do is having good habits and good systems in your business that just eliminate unnecessary work. So for example, systems is streamlining the process. If you are onboarding your clients, automating as much as possible for that onboarding. Having some, for example, systems of how you market. So not starting, let's say you're on social media, not starting every post from scratch, from graphic and hashtag research and so on, right? So having systems that will help you be more effective and create a post in 5 to 10 minutes rather than 2 hours. Skill set plays in that, but having some systems as well. And then also knowing how, if I have a strategy and now I know what to do and I have a skill set which tells me how to do it, having habits that will allow you to plan those actions and effectively execute them. So knowing also when to do it and being able to prioritize and creating some flow in your weekend day to day and knowing how to reprioritize if things need it. So those are some good habits. So like, for example, for me, right? This week, I've been in Washington since Wednesday. So really my full week of work was 2 days, 2.5, because Thursday morning, I worked a little bit Thursday morning, 2.5. And I'm still accomplishing a week worth of work because I pre-planned certain things. I decided not to do certain things. I don't do things that don't matter. I don't waste a lot of time on tasks or busy tasks. So that's that. And I also found a more effective way to do things. Like, for example, this podcast. And then I'm coming back home and my week next week will be only 4 days because my daughter has a dance competition. We're in dance competition season and her competition starts on Friday. So I'll be with her and I'm able to do that and not be behind because of those three things. I have a strategy, I have skill set, but I also have good habits in how I work in my day-to-day and systems in my business that allow me to do it, that allow me not to overwork and be very effective and keep scaling my business. So I'm living my life while growing my business without my business suffering. That's what I want to tell you today. And if you find that you have gaps, either of those areas, strategy, skills, or systems, or in all of those, and not even big ones, but small ones, and you find yourself working way too much, in a way, way more than you would like to, and not seeing results, I can help you with my one-on-one tailored coaching to my clients and top CEO framework and dream plan to coaching model. I really help my clients double their business without adding more work. And that's how we do it. The skills that you get, the strategy, the systems and habits, once you establish them and learn them with me, they stay with you forever. So you don't just double your business within, let's say, a year of us working, but now you know how to do it over and over. Over and over again, because you learn it, you take it with you. It's not something that, you know, only I know. And unless you work with me, you get it. And if you don't, that's it, you're screwed. No. I empower you as a CEO to become a high performing CEO. Once we are finished working together, you have that forever. And you can use that in your business forever. There is no reason why you wouldn't want to upgrade your skills and just become a highly performing CEO. There are so many benefits. I wouldn't have enough time to talk about it today. But you can live a balanced life. You do not have to work 40, 50, 60 hours in your business. And your business can keep growing. And I promise you, it will grow even faster when you have that. It will grow even better with less stress, less urgency than you're doing it right now. So before I finish, there's two things. One, I want to give a shout out to one of my clients, Jennifer, who we were just looking at the quarter one of 2024, and she grew by 65% in comparison to quarter one 2023 of her business. And on top of it, her stress level reduced. She told me she sleeps better, where in the past she couldn't even sleep properly. She was, you know, having a hard time. Now she really sleeps well, and she knows exactly how to keep going and growing her business. So I want to give her a shout out and I want to invite you to talk to me first. Okay. I offer free initial consultations where we just talk about your business. I get to ask you questions, more knowing details, what's going on, what are your plans, what are your challenges, and then I give you a three-step diagnosis in why things are happening the way they're happening in your business. I prioritize for you. I tell you how I would approach overcoming those challenges and growing your business. And then you just get to decide if you want me to help you implement that or not. The value that you'll get and the information you will get from that free strategy is invaluable. It's really worth thousands of dollars. That's what happens when you talk to an expert. The same way I talk to experts when I have a challenge in my business or whether it's system strategy, I just don't rely on my own expertise and mastery because I know as a human being, I have my blind spots. And especially when it comes to my business where I'm emotionally attached to it, right? As human beings, when we're emotionally attached to something, we will have blind spots no matter how expert we are in that field. So I go to my coach and I go to other experts to brainstorm, to ask their opinion, to tell them so they can see my situation from their perspective. And the more information I have, the better decisions I can make in my business. So I encourage you to do the same. I will leave a link in the show notes for you to book a consult. I hope to see you there and talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at Maggie@StairwayToLeadership.com. See you in the next episode.